joining via remote. People were arrested in Jakarta Thursday as tens of thousands protested across Indonesia for a third day against a controversial new law that critics say will harm labor rights and the environment. Thousands of security personnel were deployed to block access to the capital and prevent workers and students from demonstrating in front of the presidential palace, as well as parliament. Jakarta police spokesman Yusri Yunus said more than 400 people, mostly teenagers, have been arrested in the past 2 days and accused of provoking unrest during the protests. The government hopes that a new bill will attract foreign investment. The bill aims to cut red tape by amending dozens of existing laws covering taxation, labor, and environmental regulations. But labor activists and green groups have slammed the legislation, with Amnesty International saying it was catastrophic for workers. Police banned Thursday's demonstration, citing coronavirus concerns, but workers and students marched anyway in dozens of cities across the archipelago. And France has prepped Thursday for tighter coronavirus restrictions in several major cities, 2 days after a maximum alert protocol went into force in Paris that included bar closures. The rate of positive test results for the coronavirus has risen to 9.1%. from around 4.5% just a month ago. French President Emmanuel Macron said that the virus has been spreading faster in recent weeks, thus the need for more restrictions. He said new measures would be similar to protocols put in place in and around the capital, as well as the region around Marseille in the south. As of Wednesday, 455 intensive care beds in Paris and its suburbs were occupied by COVID patients, more than 40% of the total, a rate the agency expects to climb rapidly in the coming weeks. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Moroccan laborers will be airlifted to Corsica this week as the French Mediterranean island races to save its clementine harvest in the face of coronavirus restrictions. With the EU's external borders closed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, farmers in southern Europe have found themselves in short supply of seasonal workers from North Africa who migrate north annually to pick fruit and vegetables. Corsican farmers who feared seeing their citrus fruit rot on the tree chartered 5 flights to fly in more than 900 Moroccan workers after convincing French authorities to grant them special leave to enter the country. This according to Immigration Authority Chief Didier Leschi. He said that all Moroccan workers will be tested for COVID-19 on arrival and departure, as well as 7 days after their arrival in France. Madrid's top regional court on Thursday rejected a partial lockdown imposed over the weekend on the capital and 9 nearby towns to slow the rapid spread of coronavirus infections. A court statement said it had denied the ratification of the measures on grounds that they impacted the rights and fundamental freedoms of the 4.5 million residents affected by the closure, which went into force late Friday night. Under the restrictions, residents are not allowed to leave the city limits except for work, school, or medical reasons, as the region battles a soaring infection rate of well over 700 cases per 100,000 people, compared with just 257 per 100,000 in the rest of Spain, in itself the highest rate in the European Union. Without the measures being ratified by the court, police have no legal grounds for issuing fines for noncompliance, which they have not yet done, pending the court's decision. Several people were seized on a busy road in Nigeria's Restive Oil region, police said Thursday, in an apparent ransom kidnapping. The incident happened on Wednesday evening at Ugeli, near the southern oil city of Wari, in Delta State, police said. A police spokesman added that the kidnappers had made contact with a relative of one of the victims. Police also said 5 vehicles had been attacked and their occupants taken into the bush. One of them, a male who escaped from the kidnappers early Thursday, told police 12 people had been abducted. Kidnapping for ransom, targeting foreigners, oil workers, prominent Nigerians, and their relations is common in Nigeria, especially in the oil region. Victims are usually released unhurt after ransom payments, but police rarely confirm such details. And it's the morning after the first and only vice presidential debate in the U.S. between Republican Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic challenger Kamala Harris. And for more on these stories, please visit our website. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.